Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
My guest today is Dr. Carl Helvey, and he has an incredible story of how he survived lung cancer. He was diagnosed in 1974 with lung cancer and was told he had 6 months to live. He didn't listen to the doctors and did his own treatment protocol, and he is now 82 years old. He is healthy, and he wrote a book, and he is here today to tell us about his book and what we can also learn from him. The book is called You Can Beat Lung Cancer. Dr. Carl Helvey, tell me first, when did you write the book? How long has the book been around?
The book came out in November of 2012.
So what took you so long to write it?
Well, I wrote 7 other books before that one, and
okay.
Then I was writing chapters in other people's books and doing papers internationally and doing all the stuff that professors have to do. And so I had done some articles, but I hadn't done a book on it before.
And besides the story, which people can hear in a other podcast or if they read the book, tell me the parts of the book that get into the alternative treatments that people may or may not be aware of, because they're usually just given the options of the traditional chemotherapy and or radiation therapy and or surgery or a combination thereof. It's got to be quite a difficult decision when someone is diagnosed and they're going to tend to listen to their doctors and their family. And if someone does not come from a spiritual or religious background such as yourself, they may never learn of the alternatives. So I guess I'm struggling with how someone can just choose one or the other without some sort of nice trial that's looked at comparing the two to see if there is a difference for which route you go, just not picking based on a feeling but based on some actual outcomes data. Does that data exist between the two arms?
Well, there is a lot of data, but a lot of it is case studies that have been done. But
right.
There seems to be a lot on the Laetril, which is what I used. And there's also been, you know, a lot of, a lot of theories that the government is suppressing certain
conspiracy people. Conspiracy theory.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
right.
Conspiracy,
you know, I still
theory.
I have seen your moments occasionally.
Right.
Right. There's a certain number of conspiracy theories, and Laetril is one, but there are other alternative treatments, like Dr. James Forsythe wrote a chapter, and he researches his patients, and he usually does a cohort of maybe 400 or 500 patients. He does all stage 4 patients, and he follows them over 5 years as his outcome criteria. And each group that he has followed, he has added things to it. He's both an MD and a homeopathic doctor. And his latest, which he wrote in my book, he was getting 46% survival with stage 4 or 5 year for all cancer patients and 39% for lung cancer. And I heard recently that he's now getting about 62% 5 year survival. He's using poly-MVA and adding some homeopathic substances to it, and he calls it the Forsythe formula. But I've also heard that recently that he also does some insulin potentiation therapy, which many doctors around the country do, and that is where they lower the blood sugar by giving insulin, and they lower the blood sugar, and then the cancer cells are barely thriving because the cancer cells need a lot of sugar, and the reason being that they thrive in a non-oxygen environment, and it takes about 15% or 15 times more sugar to convert to energy than in an environment that has oxygen. And so the cancer cells are barely thriving, and then they give them a shot of glucose, to which they add either a tenth dose of chemotherapy or some other cancer-killing agent. And the cancer cells are opening up to take in the glucose, and they also take in the chemotherapy or whatever else that they
Interesting.
Provide.
So when you told me your story before, you did a lot of things. I mean, you had a lot of
Right.
interventions, and mm-hmm. you also mm-hmm. had prayer going. And as I am a Western trained physician, and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to know, you know, what exactly was the thing that did it. And we're never going to really know what did it for you mm-hmm. because you did so many different things. And I'm not
right,
and I'm
right.
not saying that's a bad thing. You did what you did, and it worked, and you're alive and well. You used high doses of vitamins and mm-hmm. those work as drugs. So in essence, you did do some sort of chemotherapeutic therapy. It just wasn't traditional chemotherapy. It was someone else's chemotherapy. You did use some high doses of pretty toxic ingredients.
Right, right, right.
Tell mm-hmm. the listeners, you know, I remember reading about Laetril years ago, and I know it mm-hmm. comes from the pit of an apricot, but I could be wrong. It
right.
could be a walnut. Where
right.
where does it? Tell me about Laetril. How was it discovered?
The major source is from the apricot kernel, but you can get it in other, like even the apple kernels, or the apple, whatever you call them, seeds have Laetril in it. I don't know when it was discovered, but I know that Krebs back in the 60s and 70s did a lot of work on it and tried it out on patients, and there's been a lot of several books. Edward Griffin is one of the people that wrote World Without Cancer, and that's one of the books that I read back in the 70s that goes into a lot of the case studies and all that have been done.
Carl, did you ever have a tissue biopsy? I mean, did anyone ever biopsy your lesions and see what it was under the microscope, or was it all just based on appearance on a chest X-ray?
No, they did a biopsy.
And what kind of cancer was it?
See, I don't know, because my career has always been in public health, and so I know a lot about keeping people well and keeping community well, but I don't know a lot about, sick things. And back 40 years ago, they didn't have staging, but I suspect, since I didn't have symptoms, that it was probably stage 1 or 2, because usually you don't have symptoms until, you don't have symptoms
right.
until stage 3 or 4. So I suspect.
Is it possible that you're just one of those people that their cancer went away and resolved, and it had nothing to do with what you did, but it just it went away with a, and it wasn't necessarily the treatments that you did? Is there any way we'll ever know that?
I think it's possible, but to me, with my background, I think our mind has a big influence on our body, and because I had the public health background that focused on multiple factors that lead up to health and illness, I think that I felt that I had to use multiple factors to resolve that and to come back to a healthy process.
Well, Carl Helvey, thank you so much for coming on the show. You can read his book at www.beatlungcancer.net. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you.